Today we are going to read from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. I'll read from New King James Version, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. The witnesses laid down their cloth at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Yes, it is very well known Bible verses. The martyrdom of Jerusalem Church Deacon Stephen, full of faith, full of wisdom, full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Here, Stephen was dying from the wounds of stoning. Here, all those people surrounded him, members of Jewish council, and both great and small, including those false witnesses, they joined together with one accord, because the Stephen's speech or public proclamation of truth cut to their hearts. So what was their reaction? It's very simple. They gnashed at him with their teeth. The rebuke from the righteous man of God, Stephen, cut to their heart, afflicted their conscience. But the outcome was their fury against him. They were offended by him. They were offended by his truth. Stephen was just full of the Holy Spirit, moved by the Holy Spirit. So he was, in a sense, a spokesperson of the ascended, glorified Lord Jesus Christ. He just spoke a plain truth. Son of Man, Jesus of Nazareth, whom you and you leaders, by hand of the governor Pontius Pilate, was indeed Messiah, Christ. You are mothers of God's anointed one, Christ, Messiah. Such powerful truth speaking cut to their heart. Here we see, whenever the truth is proclaimed, people couldn't stay calm. The hearers or listeners have to respond in a positive way or a negative way. Here they responded with negative anger, enmity against the spokesperson of the ascended, glorified Son of Man, Jesus Christ. But let's remember, Stephen himself was saved from his sin, from the misery of God's curse upon him, by grace of God, by punishing eternal death upon Jesus on the tree. God rescued Stephen from that eternal damnation and fiery wrath. So Stephen knew from the bottom of his heart he was saved. His sins were covered by the blood shed upon the cross by Jesus. So his conscience was clean. His life perspective has completely changed. From the moment he was saved from eternal damnation by infinite mercies and grace of God, his eyes are upon perfect example, righteous man, Jesus. He knew Jesus prayed for his enemies. Jesus handed over his spirit to the mighty hand of God the Father, his Father. Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That's what Jesus prayed on the tree, on the cross. Stephen, knowing fully well how Jesus loved his enemies, by praying for them, those who conspired Roman governor Pontius Pilate to give a verdict, crucifixion on Jesus, the innocent Son of God, King of the Jews. But Jesus, instead of hating those conspirators, his adversaries, false accusers, Jesus sincerely, from the bottom of his heart, prayed to the Father in heaven for their forgiveness. We do remember, out of those two murderers crucified at the right-hand side of Jesus who believed what Jesus prayed for, who believed Jesus' love for his enemies. This criminal knew he was worthy of crucifixion himself, but he could not find any sin in dying Jesus who prayed for his enemies on the cross. That's why he turned to Jesus. Lord, remember me when you enter your kingdom. Jesus told him, promised him, today, you will be with me in paradise. That is exemplary life of any child of God. Jesus' speech, action, totally agree with his sincere love, his sincere heart, his forgiving spirit upon his accusers and enemies. Likewise, Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, well aware of that perfect exemplary death of Jesus Christ on the cross, at such excruciating, painful moment, Jesus, catching up his breath, cry out, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Now, glorified, ascended Lord Jesus Christ stood at the right hand of God the Father and straight watched Stephen, because the Lord opened Stephen's eyes and heaven opened to his spiritual eyes. He saw. So as faithful, brave witness, he spoke, testified, whatever he saw, he said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. That was more than enough to testify what he had just finished, his long public proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those listeners heard Stephen's personal testimony of what his visions were. He saw heavens opened. He saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. It is unbearable for them to hear any longer, because they were doing from the bottom of their heart their God good service by accusing Stephen, condemning him to death by stoning. None of them thought they were faking. They thought they were doing God's service to execute such blasphemers. That's why verse 57. They were determined to do God good service. How? With loud voice they cried out. And they stopped their ears so that they would not listen to any more tempting, blasphemous speech by Stephen. And they ran at him with one accord. Still they were thinking sincerely. They were doing God good service, about to drag him out of the holy city where God's presence is in his temple with one accord. And finally, they began to execute him by stoning. That was series of their good service to their holy God. Furthermore, to seal that good service, witnesses laid down their outer garments at the feet of a young man named Saul, and the final act of service, obedient service to God, they did by stoning Stephen, as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down, cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And he had said this, he fell asleep. Today, all of us, we know we are fallen creatures. Many a time we are overwhelmed by our own selfish desires. Try to make excuses not to follow 100% God's command by the lips of God's apostles, by the lips of Jesus Christ. We try to make any kind of excuses why we failed God. But here, by the grace of God, once again, we are told two things we must hold on to. First, as Stephen did, he was following after the footsteps of Jesus Christ on the cross. Stephen said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Indeed, as Jesus had full confidence in his Father in heaven, Stephen had full confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ for his life and death. We are commanded to put all our confidence in Jesus Christ with at our death or in our life. Second, Stephen, just moment before giving up his spirit to hand of Jesus, said, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Perfect, exemplary, forgiving speech from his heart against his enemies. Indeed, the second point we have to keep in our heart, true love for our enemies, must be our fundamental prayer for their salvation. We've got to fight against any kind of vengeful spirit, hateful spirit against those who offend us, those who misuse us, those who abuse us, those who hate us, those who taking advantage of us. But we must humbly pray for their salvation by praying to the Father, asking forgiveness for their sins. May the Spirit of God give us such strength so that we may be always ready to show our true love for those who hate us, are against us, no matter what reason they had against us. By doing so, we exercise our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by putting our full confidence in Him, both in our life and death. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, make us feel Thy Holy Spirit. Father, make us feel Thy Holy Spirit, so that we may put all our full confidence in You and Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, both in our life and death, and give us abundant, overflowing love, so that we may pray and love, forgive those who hate us, taking advantage of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.